Okay, so now what will we do is that okay? So today maybe I'll go to the laboratory in Palm, and suddenly that day is, I have not announced it before, but I thought to give you the oral transmission of the Ganden Kagyama. Ganden Kagyama is a guru yoga with the Lama Tsongkhapa. Because the today, yesterday or today, we are having the session in the Mongolia about their teaching. So I just finished for the 2 day teaching today. So that I just thought to give them. I cannot explain and how to do, but I will give the oral transmission of the Ganden Kagyama to Mixema. So what will I do is I will give you the oral transmission of Gandhel Hagema. So this is a, yeah, so also the oral transmission of the Mixema. Because it's because I feel the yeah, because today we suddenly, because I'm not announced people, because today is just 2 days of the sessions of the Guru Yoga of the Lama Tsongkhapa for here yesterday and today in Mongolia. So today I just finished, so I just thought that maybe give to oral transmission also, yeah, on the Mixema. So it's just something like a very sudden, I think, yeah, because I could not announce before because I never planned it. Just when I came to the sky, then I just thought to give them, yeah. Okay, so now, okay, so now show Kajalami.
Ram shuku ngap chu ngap kya ship chu sei dun je
Okay, ngam jeshim shabdini ngam shada. Ngam jeshim shabdini ngam shada, right?
Lam je
Toba, ngam jeshim shabdini. Okay. Okay. So, ngam jeshim shabdini ka gure.
nyen chu ke je nyen chu ke ba
Ngam?
yin chu ke ba na wo shi yin chu ke ba wo shi
Ah?
is day 18 wo shi
Ngam jia xi ju xi ngam jia ane ne xi jia na sa de ngam jia xi ju xi day 18 de ba okay then it's about what day 18 de ba
la rim shi
okay so it talks about what
tong lai ge nyam lai ge sa rim shi
mo yan de na ta
la shi
So as you can see that with this serving the basis way to meditate giving and taking, yeah. I think that a lot of the you know that how to do the giving and taking meditation, yeah. Now one thing you have to know that once you come to the bodhicitta practice, now on the bodhicitta practice, what they've done is in the liberation palm, they just get the idea from the 7 point of the mind training. They add with the 7 point in the mind 7 point of the mind training, yeah, practice, they add it on it. So in the 7 point of the mind training. Now you can see the main he talks about how to practicing the bodhicitta. That is the most effective and the most effective and the most easiest way to understand how to practice the bodhicitta. So this is the thing. Okay, so this is the most important point. So now here it talks about the now it talks about the changing the exchanging. Okay, it mainly talks about the exchanging that is a giving and taking. So that is I think you all know how to practice it. So that I don't would I don't talk for too long on this point as you have to visualize the all the sentient beings or the or, and then when you inhale the breath you have to think they take the suffering when you exhale the breath you think they give your own happiness to the others in the form of the white and the black light. But the more, one thing is that when you take the suffering form of the black log, when you enter in your body from your left nostril and think that these all suffering have hit on the your own self-cherishing attitude and a negative emotion and it destroyed all your self-cherishing attitude and negative emotion, okay? Now the what you have to do is that build up the you're taking the with now once you cannot do first you cannot start with the taking the suffering or the other it said that the build up the you're taking the starting from yourself then you just visualize the yourself just take the suffering of the yourself to the you and give your own happiness to the yourself. Yeah, that's one important point. So yeah. Yeah, so that it talks about yeah thinking, yeah, suffering of the taking the suffering of the others. Then you can see that the in your everyday life train yourself with the vasis to stimulate the remembrance so that is the one thing as I told you before sometimes it's important I think we finished the rubanga 7 point of mind training chin samar before I taught isn't it
love jing am arim che sung sarej
Oh, so maybe what will I do is the 7 point of mind training. I will leave that, okay? Because I already teach you before the 7 point of the mind training, so I will not talk too long of the 7 point of mind training, okay? So if you are not very clear of the 7 point of the mind training, just go and listen to all my audio before what I taught, okay? that is the that what you all have to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, just listen now. Today, what will I do is that maybe I will leave the 7 point of mind training. Then I will read from the after the 7 point of mind training. Okay. DJL kar rahe to 7 point of mind training DJL kar rahe to.
DJL the yini show ramche yini show the.
Yini show the kar rahe.
Yap kya dunchu thon si.
It talks about okay, now activities trained to developing after the bodhicitta. Now it talks about the kapiji parjin to the injury. Now it talks about the six parameters. Okay, so that's why the now the first the six parameter it talks about the generosity after the after you practice the bodhicitta, when the person who are getting the who have generated the bodhicitta, after the generating the bodhicitta, then they have to practice for the six parameters. Among the six parameters, they talk about first the parameter of the generosity, parameter of the generosity. It talks about the being the generous with the material things. There are the three different type of the generosity. Jimba number sumroba.
Yeah, are they?
Jimba, mijibi jimba, jimba number sumroba. Being the generous and material things, when they try to give the whatever you give, the generally the whatever food or the money or the things or the place or whatever you give, that is the practice of the generosity of the material things. When you give the dharma, that is the practice of the giving of the dharma. That is the being the generous with the dharma. No? That is actually being the generous with the dharma. It's the giving the dharma. No? Even if you see that when you see the four, if you give the single four line of the verses of dharma, so someone through the listen, that also be considered as the form of the generosity of the giving the dharma. There is one interesting thing they talks about the in the paragraph the when the generosity they giving the material things. So the when the most important thing is whenever you are giving the something, first important thing is that you need a very poor motivation that why you are giving something like a generosity or the, what you are giving the doing the when you are practicing the giving paramita. So that means that the, when you need a very poor motivation to give to whatever you're planning to give to someone. And the later on, the most important, you should not get a regret when you practice a generosity. What you practice a generosity and the later on, when you get the regret, whatever the merit you have accumulated from the practice of the giving paramita, then you will lose that merit. Hello? Sorry. I'm tell them sorry. Okay. Some calls I have to make. Okay. So, Dhirava. So now the what will I do is today, as I told before. Now I will give you the oral transmission. Okay. The Guru Yoga, that Lama Tsongkhapa, the Guru Yoga. Then I will give you the oral transmission. The next time, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's I will do that. Okay. So yeah. Okay, so that is a Gandhil Hajyamarva, Gandhil Hajyamarva. So mainly this is the Guru Yoga of the Guru Yoga of the Lama Tsongkhapa, it's called the Gandhil Hajyama. So mainly this tradition came from the Khyentse Rinpoche. Khyentse Rinpoche is the one of the main disciple of the Lama Tsongkhapa. Okay, so then I will give you the oral transmission, okay? Then again I have to go somewhere outside, okay? Okay, so maybe turn off the recording, okay? Turn off the recording.